We are here with our friends from the United Way of St. Clair County and talking to some of the various different agencies that benefit from the dollars that are collected by the United Way in a whole lot of different ways. And I'll tell you what, we're going to move this out. We're going to put this between you two. And Lisa Mott is with us from the Boy Scouts. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, along with Jack McCleaver. Jack, good morning. Have to have you each get close to the mic when you talk there so that we can hear you. Tell us a little bit about how the United Way helps the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so the United Way is a great partner to the Boy Scouts. You know, they really help us overcome financial barriers. You know, we're super blessed, you know, here in the St. Clair County, you know, to have a great partnership with the United Way. They fund a couple different things for us. You know, anytime, you know, somebody joins scouting, you know, there's a registration fee that goes along with it. But, you know, uniforms cost money and handbooks cost money. And sometimes, you know, if those kids can't afford that, you know, they might just not come back because they say everybody's in uniform, everybody has a handbook. I feel out of place. You know, and the United Way steps up, you know, and says, we don't want financial barriers to be an issue. You know, the other thing that the United Way does is they help us with our at-risk programs. You know, we're in some of the at-risk schools, elementary schools here in town. You know, Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Cleveland, Kimball. You know, those schools that if the kids go home, they're not coming back to a traditional program. So we either provide an in-school program or an after-school program that they get to participate in scouting, you know. And so, you know, the United Way funds that program for us. You know, we've got a program aide, you know, a couple program aides that are trained and that they run that. And, you know, they do the Pinewood Derby. They're going to do the Rain Gutter Regatta, you know. And those are things that those kids wouldn't be able to participate in because most of them come from a single parent home that, you know, that parent, whoever's at home, is just trying to make ends meet, and yeah, they've got multiple kids, and, you know, for whatever reason, they can't be in multiple places at one time. If I can figure out how to help people be in multiple places at one time, you know,
right,
it would be a completely different world, right?
And it takes away the barrier to scouting, and these kids don't know if mom or dad have the money or don't have the money or where their uniform comes from. They just know they want to be a scout.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, the most heartbreaking thing that I encounter that the United Way helps us with is when you go into a school and you talk about scouting and you've got third, fourth, fifth graders asking, hey, does this cost money? Because if it costs money, my mom says I can't do it, you know. And, you know, so it's just heartbreaking. And you just tell them, hey, don't worry about it. If you want to be in scouting, come out and, you know, we can talk to your parents about that.
Yeah. Lisa, how'd you get involved?
Sorry about that. So how did I get involved? Well, first of all, I am on one of the cabinets for the United Way, which really, really makes me proud that I can actually give back not only into the community, but also with scouting. As the district vice chair, it gives me a lot of passion to know that we're raising funds and good kids in the area when we can give those options to be able to fund those programs for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks to the United Way.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, United Way, I'm very passionate about.
Very good stuff. Jack, what else going on with Scouts?
Yeah, so the real reason that Lisa's here with me today is because, you know, like Lisa said, she's our district vice chair. Sarah Tate from McLaren Hospital is our district chair. You know, so the two of them tag team a lot of things for us. But Lisa really handles our volunteer fundraising. So we've got our annual Support a Scout Luncheon coming up on May 21st, and I'll let Lisa talk about that because she is passionate about what we've got going on.
Yeah, tell us about this, because this is, well, let's start with the venue.
Well, we're going to be at City Flats. We're the second event that's going to be there, which is good for us because if there's any kinks, they'll be worked out. Super excited to have Chuck Reed, who is the owner of City Flats, to be there to speak. He's very passionate about our area, and I want people in the area to know why he's investing his money over here. Chuck has a great story. He has a great story, so I'm super anxious for him to tell it, for the people in the area to hear about it. And he actually is doing it really at very little cost, so that money's going to all go back to the Boy Scouts.
That's fantastic.
It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, yeah. So I'm very excited about it. Actually, this Monday, coming Monday, on the 18th, we're doing our kickoff for the luncheon at Sperry's Movie House at the second floor from 5 to 7, and I want anybody who's interested to come and join us and hear about scouting and the passion that we all have for it.
That's fantastic. Well, we have so many scouts in this area and so many kids. Thanks again to the United Way and this program that allows them to do that where they otherwise might not be able to.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, my passion for the scouts comes from the moral compass, just knowing that those kids are getting that extra help and learning, and it's teaches them great skills.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll look forward to that. What is the date for the luncheon again?
It's going to be May 21st at City Flats. Kickoff around 11 o'clock. Great menu. I heard the food there is amazing, so that should be great.
I heard we got a great MC this year.
Really? Who's going to be your MC?
So our own WPHM, Paul Miller, will be our MC the day of that event. So we're excited, you know. We're excited anytime we can hear Paul's voice, you know, promoting scouting.
I'm learning about this at the same time everybody else is. No,
so thanks for doing that, Paul.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do it. I'd be there anyway. It's a great event, a great luncheon, and I'm just happy to be able to lend some support. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you as well. They're both wearing green, by the way. So, and it's a sea of green here at Freighters this morning. Thanks again. We appreciate it as we continue our broadcast.